There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted. What's that?
Interrupted.
Oh. There's a question for you on that.
What?
You'll see.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Welcome back.
Again.
I'm just saying, hi, how are you? Hope you had a nice week. This week, we are answering all of the questions that we got from our audience members, viewers. Yeah, not all of them, but we picked like
a
handful. We got
12 questions.
No, we got a handful of questions.
Suresh.
We got a handful of questions, and we are answering them. So, if you like what you see, hit that subscribe button. It's right here. We are getting very close to our 100,000 subscriber mark. We're really, really close. So this week, I'm just moving on.
You should.
Yeah.
This, from what?
Whatever is happening here.
Get to the program, sister.
I will.
Next week, you start the show and I'll come. Like, we'll do this thing where you start the show and there's nobody.
Why?
And then I'll come sit.
Why?
Because the beginning.
It takes a minute.
It's the practicing.
Okay.
It's the warm-ups.
So I need warm-ups. You don't need warm-ups.
I'm ready to start
the
episode.
You just, like, come in hot.
Let's go. First question. What do you got?
Should I tell everyone?
No, they'll figure it out in due course.
All right. We're
just
answering.
Imagine you just walked in, changing the channel. I miss those days. You change the channel, you're in the middle of a show.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening.
But wouldn't it be better if you knew what was happening in
the
show?
You're like, wait, what is, and you just get into it.
Okay.
We should just start in the middle of every
episode.
Okay,
so you ask your first question.
Okay, no, I'm going to ask the second question. You missed the first question. I'm already on the second one.
Okay.
So if you, next time, come on time, sir. You want to get the first question? You have to start on time.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Where did these questions come from? I'm opening the list you sent to me.
Yes.
First question. Can you do with me? What is this? This is not a question. Who asked this question?
I don't know.
Is it that same Suresh from Bangalore? Is he asking you?
What a question.
It's not a question. It's not even a request.
It's a question. Can you means it's a question.
Okay, but instead of a question mark, they put kissy lips. So it's probably a lady that did this. Oh, it's your question for me?
No, this was part of your question.
Is it that foot lady?
I don't know.
I told you there's one very aggressive foot lady that's into me now.
Why would anybody ask this question? I just thought it was funny and I thought it would make you a little uncomfortable, so.
But you're not telling me who.
We don't need to answer.
It'll only be uncomfortable if I know.
We don't need to answer this question. Do you want to ask the next question?
I want to know who said that. So blatantly, like this, with their name exposed. They want the world to know.
There's no names. No, we're making everything anonymous.
Oh.
But what kind of a question?
But they still trusted that.
Yeah.
Do you ever log into my account to see what the ladies say?
No.
You should.
Okay. What did they say?
Oh, I cannot say on this show. The children's listen.
Look at the question you just said.
That's what other people are saying. What can I do?
So you're saying funny things to the ladies?
Like, no, I'm just saying if you see, this is nothing. This is a G-rated question compared to the specifics that some people get into.
Okay. Not all of the questions.
And then they say, I love your wife.
In the same sentence?
No, later.
Oh, but in the same
message. She's so sweet. And then let's ignore her for a minute. Let's go back to our relationship.
Okay.
And then I had to shut off my AI because it was dating 4 or 5 people at the same time. My AI's got game, bro. AI got game.
I heard that. Somebody told me about you. They like told on you.
What? Like, they by the way, I'm flirting with your husband on the side.
He said he's a little inappropriate in his DM.
Yeah. But it was your AI. Then it's my AI.
Did you have an arranged marriage or a love marriage?
What is it called when you buy someone for goats? Is that an arranged marriage or is that just like business transaction?
Yeah, it's an arranged marriage.
It is arranged?
Yes. When you buy someone for goats?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an arranged marriage.
So we were not arranged.
Exactly.
There I was no, wondering there where are you no were trading of goats involved. But there I've were, always wondered that.
Yeah. That is part of like arrangements.
But it's a love marriage if you only give like two chicken eggs.
Yeah.
Because you would never get a bride for two chicken eggs. I don't care how expensive eggs are.
Yeah, you must be in love.
Must be some love involved.
Yeah. So for anyone...
Or the other family's in love with eggs, but two is not enough.
No, it's not enough. Clearly it's not enough.
How many
but
eggs
now
would
eggs
someone,
are really expensive, so maybe it is enough.
How many eggs would someone have to give you?
Zero.
To give your daughter
a marriage?
I'm a
vegetarian. We don't eat eggs.
How many just egg cartoons?
At least six, seven.
Six, seven?
Yeah. Okay, so... If you want to know, we have an entire episode or two about...
Trading children for money?
No.
Oh.
What kind of marriage we had, like arranged marriage, love marriage, the whole situation and how we met. Our whole love story we put into like the first few episodes.
You know that episode has over 500,000 views on YouTube?
I know. So you should check it out.
If it wasn't for that episode, this whole production would have been shut down by now.
Because people were really waiting for that
episode. If you count every view we have this year...
Yeah.
You don't pass that one episode.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Last episode got 12 views, man. What? Do the math.
That's not true.
Is these all these same questions?
Are
it's like we're doing
really not watching our podcast?
Nobody watches
Should
this
we
thing.
Shut this down.
This is like we're operating a Blockbuster. This is what we're doing.
Okay.
We're renting out VCR tapes for people who are
we're
still
enjoying
the,
it.
We are.
And the 12 people that listen, they're
yeah,
also
they're having
enjoying
a thorough
it.
Time.
Yeah, it's fine.
What access?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's like a cheat code.
Exactly. Your turn. Next question.
Okay,
so
my question.
So check out that episode. It's called The Love Story.
So can you have sex with me? That's next, what it says.
Next question.
Oh, okay. I thought I just have to keep asking people till somebody says yes.
Just go
it's like a truth or dare game.
Next question.
Okay, good thing. Okay.
Yeah.
What the hell, man? Did you like... Who did this to me?
What?
Did you watch some show today? Did you finish one of your dirty books?
Next question.
What's your favorite pair of bedroom heels?
Bedroom heels?
Yes.
What are bedroom heels?
Oh, the kind the lady wears with her dusters so she can reach the fan.
Bedroom heels?
Yeah.
I don't have bedroom
You know when you're
heels.
Dusting the mirror on the ceiling?
Yeah.
In our bedroom?
Yeah.
It's the heels you wear.
I don't dust.
With the French costume.
And I don't have a costume and I don't wear bedroom heels. People have different heels for the bedroom?
It's part of the costumes.
I don't use costumes.
Yeah.
I do not have bedroom heels.
Yeah.
Should I get bedroom heels?
No.
Okay.
They won't match the grandmother costumes you wear to sleep. Be very inappropriate for you. Like if someone's going from the bottom, I'd be like, it'd be like that.
Yeah, okay. So
it won't match with the
so
mouth guards and hair curlers.
I have a pair
and,
of bedroom heels.
Yeah.
I have bedroom socks. Does
yeah,
that
yeah.
count?
Yeah, yeah. Very hot. Every man's desire.
Okay, next question.
Your turn.
This one says, serious question. From a young married couple, does intimacy get better over the years?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Look at these. You're not attracted to this description we just shared with you of how your wife will wear socks and pajamas to keep warm and three layers of sweaters. It's such a sexy thing. Said no one ever.
I actually think that the answer is yes. Like when you get more comfortable with each other
yeah.
and you're not as like, intimidated or shy, more confident, all of these things, they have a huge impact on your relationship, on your intimacy with your partner.
We are 7 years away from being able to answer these questions.
What do you mean?
Zara goes to college.
Oh.
Then I can tell you all the secrets.
Oh.
But if you open the bottom drawer, kids, and look in the back.
Yeah, you'll find nothing.
Mama has hidden something there.
Zero things.
And that's in case
yeah.
we ever get a donkey to what? Transport things, and she needs to whip it to move.
Oh. Okay.
And in case someone tries to steal her donkey,
yeah,
she will cuff them. And the reason they're pink and fluffy is because you don't want to be mean to the person stealing your donkey who you're beating.
Yeah, you want them to feel happy.
Feel just some civility.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Carry on, next question.
How does Trid handle your PMS?
You tell me.
How do I handle it?
You tell me.
I have tried apps. I have tried signals. I've tried plush toys that you can flip inside out to show angry face.
Yeah.
But when she's in the mood, she doesn't feel like using any of these tools to signal me. So it's like driving on a road.
Yeah.
And then the car in front of you just smashes on their brakes and stops.
Yeah.
But they've decided to not use their lights.
Okay.
So the car just slams. Okay. Then you hit them and then they say, why did you do that to me?
Yeah.
And then you get out and you say, I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. That's what I've learned.
Exactly.
I used to say, what are you talking about, you crazy lunatic? You shut off your lights, you slam the brakes in the middle of the highway. That's my fault. Have you lost your mind? Now I say, oh, you're right. I should have known.
Yeah, that sounds exactly.
So now you just walk on the highway. It's safer. Can get hit by somebody else, but at least I won't ram into that car by mistake. I try to wait until I hear the whole reason.
Yeah.
So that the apology seems sincere.
Yeah.
But sometimes I mess that up too.
Okay.
I apologize in the middle of the explanation.
Can you actually give good advice?
I am giving them good advice.
To just get out of the
move
car and
walk?
Move
out for 3 days.
No, you don't have to move out for 3 days.
You should. If aliens came to this planet.
Yeah.
And they had no idea about all of these, you know, cultural this, that, and the other.
Uh-huh.
They would say, what is happening? What happened right now? In
to
this
who?
Convert to these two people,
uh-huh.
They'd be like watching from others, like everything is fine.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, what happened? Why so angry, bro?
But we can't help it.
I know. So they would say, "Hey, look."
Just like sometimes you can't help it. By the way,
and this one's showing signs of malfunction. So
what?
We should eliminate the other one for its safety.
Wait, are you saying that I malfunction once a month?
No, no. Just the alien is saying that.
Really?
And it's saying we should secure one or the other. And then they'll say, oh, but there's so many people
are
here. What do we
sure
do?
Are you sure that you want to go down this path of
I'm
saying that
saying,
I malfunction once a month?
No, I malfunction. That's... I don't understand what's happening once
okay,
a month.
Okay, that's probably
so
a little bit better.
Take me out because like I'm just in normal math class.
Yeah.
And then once a month it becomes AP physics in the middle of my math class. So I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So I should be excused from the class.
Okay.
And just say, okay, go to gym class for 3-4 days.
I think the answer to this question is he still needs work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next
question.
So
I think that's the best way. The aliens would be like, oh, just look, go to the spa for 3 days.
You
either
or me.
One. We can alternate.
Okay,
I
fine.
Don't mind.
Fine. I'm okay with that.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, that's a really good
is
plan.
Is it true
that
when you're angry at your spouse because it's that time of the month?
Yeah.
If you hang out with your friends, they'll also get angry at their spouses that time of the month if you give it enough time.
Sometimes, yeah.
That happens?
Yeah, your cycle sync.
Isn't that scary to you?
A little bit. Like but it's pretty amazing too. Isn't that amazing?
So you think I'm going to be able to understand this AP physics when your body like through the air is like doing this and your bodies are like merging? You don't think that's something that should be studied?
I think
by
it has
aliens?
Been studied.
Yeah,
and I think it's
and I'm
going to
figure that out.
It's that our cycles, they sync.
Yeah. You say it like it's a normal thing
it
to happen.
It is a normal thing. Like when you have many women in a space together, like women in a house or women work together, their cycles do get
you
synced.
Know why?
Why?
Because the universe wanted the other people to be exposed to that in one
all at the
fell
same
swoop.
Time. Yeah.
They're like, look, it'll be 3 days, but just shut up for 3 days.
Yes.
I'm not telling you there's 10 people, so for the, you have to go the whole month.
Yeah.
Every 3 day here, here, you don't know where to look. Where to put out from one side, you'll get whacked. So the universe said, okay, look, we have a deal.
Yeah.
This is part of the program,
mm-hmm.
but we'll have a code where we put them all together for 3 days.
I think it's brilliant.
It is brilliant, but it's proof
okay.
that it's not something we can comprehend.
But how do you handle it?
You that hide. Was... you find. It's like playing hide and go seek. You apologize. You order things. You eat chips. You do whatever. You just follow. You're like, imagine you told me, here is a baby koala, care for it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I look at the koala, look around, okay, give it some milk, it does pet it. I don't know what to do. If the koala cries, I'm like, I don't know. So that's what it's like.
Next question.
Okay.
How to handle conflicts between Indian parents and wife when they don't get along?
Well, you're expert at this. Go ahead. You have conflict with every parent. Yours, mine, other Indian parents. Tell them
everybody
how you deal with it.
Everybody has conflict with everybody. That's what happens when you're in a family.
Only 10% of the time. Only your conflicts.
10% of the time, fine. Yeah. But that's what life is, like managing these conflicts.
What happens if, for those 3 days,
yeah,
if there were 10 ladies together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
It wouldn't be mass chaos.
Do they kill each other?
No, they don't. They're kind to each other because they understand.
Oh, they appreciate it. It's like everyone speaks the same language.
Absolutely. Like if I tell you that I have a headache, you're like, oh, that's too bad. But if I tell like my girlfriends I have a headache, they're
like... She's like, me too right now.
You just, exactly.
You're down, you pushed it on her too. And she's like, oh crap, now even I have a headache. Our headaches are in sync. Okay, next question.
Yeah, no, but we didn't talk about the how to handle conflict. You tell me, how do you handle conflicts?
I just say, talk to my wife. I evade.
I know you do.
Yeah, you think I'm joking. I'm giving the right answer.
No, you do evade. But there is conflict. Like anytime you have parents and like, this is a thing that happens in families. Any family that's close with each other, that has a lot of time together, that live in the same space, and you have that in Indian families, you'll have like grandparents and parents and children all living in the space. The more people you have in a space, the more conflict there might be because there's that many more opinions. And I think that what you learn in a, you know, in a joint family when there are multiple people, you learn when it's your turn to talk and when it's your turn to keep quiet. Like, that's something that I've learned. There are things that I want to stand up for, and those are the times that I use my voice. And there are things that I'm like, you know what? This is not worth the fight. So I keep quiet, and I try to just keep the peace. And I think that the more you try to think about long-term health of the family unit, the better your chances are of everybody getting along. But there will be some conflict from time to time. You just have to think about what you're willing to fight for, or what you need to fight for, and what you don't. That's the thing. And you're not going to, if you want to fight for everything, then there will be a fight all the time. That's my advice to you. So pick and choose your battles and be kind.
Good answer.
Thank you. Your turn.
I don't fight with anyone.
Okay.
No, really.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit more complicated if you're living together.
Yeah.
But if you're not living together.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine making other people unhappy.
I know.
If I'm not doing it intentionally. I'm like, hey, this is our decision. You're not happy with it.
Yep. You I'm have sincerely a really good sorry perspective
that
about
you're
that.
Unhappy with this outcome, yeah. But I'm not really trying to maximize your joy. I'm trying to maximize the joy
inside your
of
home.
Maybe my home, me, a different group, depending on the perspective. Like if it's someone's anniversary or birthday or whatever,
yeah.
I am perfectly fine making decisions where certain people will not feel the most excited.
But you're
and explaining
very good,
to them. And I'll say, this is why we're doing this. You don't like it?
Yes.
Okay.
You're very good at looking at the whole picture and saying, look, this is not my intention to hurt anybody's feelings. This is what's best for my
unit. And if people get hurt, that's okay with me.
Mm.
It's not just for family. It's anyone. That's how I operate. As long as I feel good about what I did and it's not malicious in any way, I'm fine. But I will say communication and how you communicate is key.
Yeah.
And explaining how something is making you feel, but not in a defensive way, is probably the most effective tool, because the people who you're fighting with are probably pushing back, whether they know it or not. They think you're pushing, so they're pushing back.
That's a defense, just, right? That's like a defense mechanism.
And if you explain that I'm not trying to push, or if this is important to you, you take it, I think you'll earn a little bit of respect.
Mm-hmm.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Okay, next question. Whose turn?
Your turn.
Me? Is this just an entire puzzle list?
I don't know. I have no
idea.
How
do you keep things fresh and fun after so many years?
How?
It doesn't feel like so many years.
No, it really
doesn't. Seems like a lame answer.
Yeah.
You're the one who has to answer this, because for me, I don't feel like it's so many years.
I don't feel like it's so many years either. And I think you and I do a really good job of just keeping things light.
27 days of the month.
27, sure, that's fine. I accept. There are a few days of the month that I'm not interested in joking around or laughing. And we had this happen a couple of days ago. So Jay has this running joke that he's been telling for, I don't know, the last month. And then like 4 days ago.
Yeah, you beat him.
No, I didn't beat him. He told the joke
thought about beating him.
No, I didn't. I never thought about beating him.
You're allowed to admit your negative thoughts. No, I don't beat my kids. No, but you thought about it.
No. So I all of a sudden, that same joke that I had been laughing at for the last 20 days was not funny anymore. And I looked at him. I was like, it's not funny anymore. Stop.
And then he came to me and he said, when you tell a joke and they laugh 9 out of 10 times and then one time they don't laugh, why is that?
Yeah.
And I said, have you taken AP Physics? And he said, no. I said, when you take AP Physics, you come talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So how do we keep things fresh? We just like...
We don't.
Yes, we do.
We do?
Of course we do.
We do. Look, this is elite level of comedy you get. It's not possible for other people to do this. They're not going to have a partner with the ability to keep their spouse laughing with new material for so many years.
Yeah, I'm so lucky.
You're lucky.
I am.
This is just
so
some
lucky.
Things go your way.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
I know.
That's the cards you've been dealt.
Lottery.
Sometimes you're playing cards, even though you don't want to play cards, you see, 10, jack, queen, king, ace. This must be good.
Yeah.
So you got one of those hands.
I do.
What to do?
I'm really lucky.
You are.
Yeah.
And I am too.
Yeah.
That outfit, that brown cardigans you wear to bed. Not everyone gets that. With matching Ugg boots. These are
socks.
Sexy times.
Socks.
So, yeah, whatever lie you want to tell
knee-length
the people.
Knee-length socks.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Since only Trid was earning in the beginning, did it cause any money issues or fights?
No. You always lived within your $20 allowance a day.
I don't think that...
Like most people who live in those situations where you needed more, you just stole it.
From who?
I don't know. My pockets, the neighbors, the mall, the bank. You can tell now all the criminal things you did because enough time has passed. You're absolved.
Yeah, thank you.
How many times did you steal the neighbor's popcorn and sell it? She would just she would just take his popcorn from his porch and sell it to people.
Never. I'm going to answer this question seriously.
Ayo.
Okay?
Oh, God.
Since
didn't you see the last episode where we talked about money seriously? Only 8 people out of the 12 that listen to us listen to
there
it?
There are a lot of women who
steal.
Will take time off.
From work to go rob people.
To be home with their children. And when they're not earning, I have spoken to many women who feel this way, similarly to me.
Yeah.
Where it's not that we fought because you weren't, because I wasn't earning, but I did feel some sense of insecurity and lack of confidence in
but
our relationship.
You just started invoicing for all the services.
I really should have.
You did? What are you talking about?
Oh, I really should have. Because women don't realize that the stability that they provide when they're home, even though their husbands are out and actually earning financially, the stability that a woman provides in the house is something that really benefits the entire family.
Who doesn't know that?
The women that are home sometimes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that. I didn't understand it. And I used to feel very insecure about it.
That's why we upped your allowance to $22 a day.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Then you used to take it and buy these crazy things.
Like?
Pizza. Light bulbs. Cheese. I don't know why you did that.
You're dead.
If you could have a conversation with any animal, which one would you choose?
I would want to talk to a puppy.
dogs.
Yeah, like I want to know. All they're dogs. So happy. They're so excited all the time. They're always barking. They're always like, rah, rah.
You guys would get along well.
The last time you called me a cat.
That's why you get along well.
Why would I get along
you
with a dog?
You terrorize them. You like dominating things in your bedroom, 6 inches. I would like to communicate with birds.
Why?
I feel like you can deploy them very beneficially.
Like how?
Like all of you guys are talking your secrets with the dogs. Like, oh, what did you do? Oh, I smelled my tail. What did you do? You want to smell my tail? Oh. The birds can watch everything.
Okay.
They're watching like, oh, don't take the left here. There's traffic. You have GPS with birds.
Oh.
They can tell you about rain and weather patterns. They can find the golf ball when I hit it in the forest.
Oh, that's
your dog can't do all these things.
My dog
your dog should be like,
can run and go bring the ball back.
You can't touch the ball. You get a penalty. What are you talking? The birds can go everywhere.
But think about how happy I'd be.
I know.
Knowing the secrets of all the
dogs. I could fly.
No, you can't. Of course. This is communication.
Yeah, I would tell 1,000 pigeons, come take me. We're going for a ride. And they'd all pick me up from the shirt and we'd be flying. You'd see me flying around these pigeons. Yeah, what would you do? You get five dogs and be like, come, get off me.
I'd be so happy.
I don't think you'd be happy.
I think I'd be thrilled.
The dogs would be
like. If I could talk to the dogs,
things they would tell you.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, take me for a walk.
Dogs are always like, they're always happy. And they're so happy to see you.
Why
do
you have to talk to them? They know. You already know all these things. You already speak dog.
I know what's in their head. I speak
birds.
Dog? Okay. Birds are the way to go for you.
You can travel with them.
All right. Okay.
They can tell you all the secrets of the magicians.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where the hell are you hiding, bro? Like, oh, yeah. And his elbow, he has an extra patch. We like to sit like this. And the feathers constrict.
That would be a good thing to know.
No one pulls out a dog from their sleeve.
That would be a really good thing to know from birds. The doves. Okay.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This question is for you. What is the weirdest place you guys
this have is just
done puzzles?
We already told you so many times this thing.
What?
IKEA. How are you supposed to buy a furniture if you don't know? It's like part of the program. I don't want to bring it home and install and then return 30 days.
Why just go to IKEA. Why do people want to know this about us?
Huh?
Why do people want to know this about us?
Because they know you're a freaky deaky. That's why. Can't give the right answers to these questions. No one will believe.
Like, what would it change if you thought that we did puzzles somewhere here or there? What would it change?
What would be, like, the weirdest place that you could even imagine?
Like, in a restaurant?
Yeah, that's so weird. Like, what, on the Lazy Susan? What kind of a thing? What restaurant? Like, in the middle of Chipotle? Excuse me, ma'am, did you get extra avocados? Wait, that's a restaurant. That's what you're going with.
I don't know.
Not like in a lion's den at the zoo.
Who the heck is doing anything in a lion's den?
Australians.
No one. Yeah. No one has ever done anything in a lion's den at the zoo.
Yeah.
No one.
Lions. No people. That's how they do it.
What if it was like a spaceship?
Yes. Like that. When the aliens that were studying you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
But what would that change? Okay, even if I told you that I did it in a lion's den, then what?
Well, they'd be like, oh, yeah. I knew she had a little bit of
freaky
Wilma in her. Okay, here we go. I have one for you.
Okay.
How extreme could it get in your fights? How do you resolve the fight eventually?
Oh, we've fought for a couple days.
We need to just put up some fighting content.
Really?
Yeah, because people have people will feel a uncomfortable. Very they'll feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, so
but they have a very false sense of what our relationship looks like. Our relationship is a lot more normal. Mm-hmm. And if people are in normal relationships, they need to understand that they too can have highs and lows like we have.
Yep.
And it's not something magical that we somehow have discovered.
No, we work hard at our relationship. And we have fights just like normal people. And we have good times.
But you
times
only
and...
put out videos of us being like, hey. Nah, nah, nah.
Well, I've told them many times before. When they see repeat content, it's because we're too busy or we're fighting.
Yes. But we have so many years of content. New people won't know it's a repeat. You don't put a disclaimer, hey, we're fighting.
Do you want me to?
Watch this video. But how do you get over the fight? You didn't even answer.
We don't talk for a couple days.
You just apologize eventually when you figure out the error of your ways.
We don't talk sometimes for a day or two, or depending on how big the fight was or how quickly we need to resolve it to communicate because of the kids and the family stuff. But one of us eventually just kind of gets tired of fighting and says, okay, I'm sorry.
I can't remember a single fight we've had.
No.
You can or you cannot?
No.
I don't remember. So it's not worth it.
It's really not worth it.
It's not worth the effort.
But sometimes you're like worked up or stresses run high. People are frustrated about things and you say something you don't mean or somebody explodes or whatever it is. And that's normal.
You guys could hear some of the things she says to me.
That's normal.
It's not normal to say those things to your partner.
Okay. Whatever it is, but it's normal to have blow ups. It's normal to have like moments of tension between the couple, and you can give each other an hour. Sometimes people get over things in 10 minutes. Sometimes people need an hour. Sometimes people need a day. And we've been in all of those scenarios. Yeah. We've fought for like 2 or 3 days where we haven't really said very much to each other. And then after the second or third day, it's one of us gets, or both of us are just tired of giving each other the cold shoulder and
we move on.
Yeah, we move on. And it's like,
don't call your significant other a face donkey.
That's
not nice.
Yeah,
I don't know why you did that.
Yeah, that didn't work.
I don't even know what it means.
Yeah.
I thought it was a new sexy thing. But there wasn't that at all.
No. Okay, next question. This is a fun, quick question. Who is the most famous person you have in your contacts right now?
Most famous person you have in your contacts right now?
Yeah.
What the hell is famous?
I know who mine is.
Who?
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
It was his birthday the other day.
You guys have the same birthday,
we
no?
We do.
Did you still text each other?
I forgot to text him.
Happy birthday?
I'm going to wish him.
Does it count if you message someone on Instagram or is it only cell phone texting contacts?
I think cell phone contacts.
Only?
I think so. Okay. I think that's fair.
Probably an athlete of some sort.
Yeah.
You're probably the most famous person in my phone.
Really?
Of who I have naked photos.
Oh my God. You do not. Next question. Do you feel jealous of other women and compare yourself with them?
All the time. Do? Yeah. I'm like, for no reason, I can explode on you right now if I felt like it.
What?
If you came around me, I could just go, whoo, and make you start feeling pain in your stomach. You have so much power. You're like, it's like evil power.
You're jealous of women?
Yeah, so much.
Because we have the ability to sync our cycles. We don't share headaches.
It's amazing.
No, I think the question was for me. Do I feel jealous of other women and compare myself to them? I think when I was younger, maybe yes. But now, no. As I've gotten older and as I've just become more comfortable in my skin, I rarely find myself thinking, oh, I wish I was like that. Or there are things that I admire about my friends or other women. And I have the ability to admire and appreciate it without feeling jealous of it.
Name one thing you admire about our producer.
I admire her ability to find joy in like the smallest things, the smallest moments. I admire her ability to think good things about everybody that she sees and to see good in everybody that she sees and meets.
Name one thing you hate about her.
She's crying. I think that it's a shame when women spend so much time feeling jealousy towards other women. I think it's really important to admire those things and learn from those things, appreciate those things, and use them to lift each other up and to build each other up as opposed to like pulling each other down. Okay, last question for you.
Okay. Who is everyone's celebrity crush?
Go.
You. I'm looking at mine.
Aww.
No, not you. I'm looking at the photo I took yesterday. You want me to show them? Show them. I'm not going to show them.
Do you still like that girl from Species?
The girl who I thought was cute when Species came out in 1992?
She looked
No, that's really the question you're asking me?
Do you still like have a crush on her?
I can't even imagine what she looks like now.
Even me. But Species? I know you had a big crush on her. Like
back 1995 then. Film. So the woman 35 years ago,
yeah,
who must have been like 25.
Yeah.
So you're asking me if my celebrity crush is 60.
Yeah.
Like that's not, that's huh?
No. It's a hard no. No.
I think that's
probably a pass. Celebrity crush. Natasha. Who's my celebrity crush?
Henstridge was her name.
Natasha Henstridge.
Natasha Henstridge.
She's like 60 now. Oh. Yeah.
She follows me on Instagram. Oh.
No what? Friggin' way.
There you go.
That is amazing.
She looks amazing.
I know. You were obsessed with her when that movie came out.
She's still 28. How did she? She's an alien. For real. This is a documentary, the movie. The whole time we thought it was made up. That's How is amazing. This possible?
What a way to end the show. All right, everyone.
She's Canadian.
We will see you guys.
Holy crap. How did that happen?
Oh. Before we leave, can I just tell you, if you haven't already heard, I have a new song coming out. It's called Falling Up.
Yes. Show them how.
How do I fall up?
Mm-hmm. It's a song about vomiting. Falling Up.
It's called Falling Up, and it comes out September 26th. September 26th, not tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
September 26th.
It comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
And you click on that save link every day.
I'm going to put a link in the notes of the show, and I would love it if you guys could take a minute to just pre-save the song so that, you know, you'll know when it's out. It's coming out really soon. Should I sing a little clip for people?
Yeah.
If this isn't love, if this isn't love forever, then I'm falling up. And I don't know what love is. Please go pre-save the song.
But you don't even subscribe to this show. So we know you're not going to pre-save
No, you got to go pre-save
kidding.
The song.
If you don't pre-save it, your cat will.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.